I'm Keita. Last summer, I visited Nagano with my family and stayed at a hotel near the Yatsugatake Mountains. During the night, we were very excited to see so many stars in the dark sky. We were able to see the Milky Way. But can we see many stars here in this city? No, we can't. At night, the city is too bright to see the stars. I understand that artificial light at night makes our lives active and safe. But do we really need so much light? After coming back from Nagano, I wanted to know why it is becoming difficult to see the stars. I used the internet to look for more information, and I found the words light pollution. The Ministry of the Environment calls light pollution hikarigai in Japanese. It is caused by too much artificial light at night. According to research from 2016, more than 30% of people in the world can't see the Milky Way during the night because of light pollution. It also says that about 80% of people in North America can't see it, and that the number is about 70% for Japan. You may think that losing a dark night sky is not a big problem, but it really is. Actually, light pollution affects all living things on the Earth. Scientists have been studying the effects of light pollution on animals. Sea turtles are one example. When sea turtles grow up, they come up to the beach during the night to lay their eggs. But artificial light makes them afraid of coming up to the beach, so they can't get to the right place. Also, light pollution is a big problem for baby sea turtles. After coming out of their eggs, baby turtles move toward the sea by following the moon's reflection on it. But if there are many lights from hotels and streets near the beach, they will move toward those lights, not toward the sea. Scientists have also found that light pollution has bad effects on humans. Their research shows that artificial light at night disrupts our internal clock and makes some people sick and tired. But health is not the only problem for humans. Many kinds of human activities are affected by light pollution too. For many centuries, humans have developed sciences like astronomy by watching the stars. Writers, singers, and artists have also been influenced by the beautiful stars in the night sky. However, if there is too much artificial light at night, their work can be seriously disrupted. And don't forget the effects of light pollution on global warming. To create artificial light, we need energy made from fossil fuels. So if we use more artificial light, more CO2 will be produced, and the Earth will become hotter. We should remember that light pollution has become a worldwide environmental problem. How can we reduce light pollution? In some places in Japan, people have been trying different things to take back our dark night sky. For example, some high school students in Gunma have been working hard to reduce light pollution. About 6 years ago, they started studying this problem in their club activities. Now, they work on a campaign called Light Down. In this campaign, the students ask people in their city to turn off their lights at home on one August night. Many people are joining this campaign. These students are as young as we are, but they have been doing something important. Scientists say that light pollution can be reduced if street light covers have a better design. They also say that driverless cars may help because they won't need many street lights. But there is something simple that everyone can do right now. Turn off the lights when we don't need them. The effects of light pollution won't go away soon, but we can do this very easily. I wish I could see the beautiful night sky full of stars in this city. I'm sure you wish you could too. So just remember, Artificial light should only be used when it's necessary. Bright cities at night may look beautiful, but we should also think about the problems they can cause. Thank you.